Good health to all from Rexall. From Hollywood, it's the Jimmy Durante Show.
I think it is. I think it is. I think it is.
Yes, 10,000 Rexall drugstores who carry the complete line of top-quality Rexall drug products bring you the Jimmy Durante Show with Peggy Lee, Candy Candido, Roy Bargy and his orchestra, the Crew Chiefs Quartet, yours truly, Howard Petrie, and that gay little gadabout, Victor Moore. And here he is, ladies and gentlemen, Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's little bundle of bait for Esther Williams, the one and only Jimmy Durante, in person.
Tell you that you'll be a go-getter. Now the way that you shake my hand will tell you how I stand. Now isn't it better to go through life with a smile and a song than walking around with a face 11 miles long? Now you know that you can't go wrong. Why, if you start off each day with a song, you've got to start off each day with a song, even when things go wrong. How do you like that? When I sing, the man who walks starts to run. But that don't bother me, Howard. There's good news tonight. Los Angeles now has the largest population in the country. The heavy winds last night blew Pismo Beach into Beverly Hills. My lawn is now spouting clams.
Now, you're really in fine spirits tonight.
Why shouldn't I be, Howard? I just got in from Washington, where I attended the annual Jackson Day dinner that cost $100 a plate.
Gosh, Jimmy, how does it feel to eat a dinner that costs $100 a plate?
How would I know? I only had $7 with me. I had to eat out of a saucer. What a dirty look I got from Truman's dog. It was his saucer. But Howard, that $100 a plate dinner was really she. All the political big shots were there. Governor Dewey, ex-Governor Stassen, Senator Taft, Governor Warren.
Oh, but Jimmy, those are all Republicans. What were they doing there?
This year, the Democrats can't afford to be choosy. They'll take anybody's money. Laughing. Where's the next line? Oh, yeah. To prove it, Howard, here's a picture I took of the Republican delegation.
Well, let's see it, Jim. Oh, yes, there's Taft, Dewey, Stassen. But who's this little guy on the end?
He's from the finance company. The Republicans have been out of office so long, they had to borrow the $100.
Well, Jimmy, tell me, how were the speeches? Did they call on you?
Indeed they did. And when my speech was over, I sat down to finish my dinner and everybody in the joint came over and slapped me on the back.
Well, they liked your speech, huh?
No, I was choking on an elephant pit. Several faux pas later... That's the way my folks want me, elegant. Truman wanted to discuss my speech with me, and I was very hurt when he invited me to step out on the balcony.
You were hurt?
Yeah, it's lucky I wasn't killed. This balcony isn't built yet.
Say, Jimmy, tell us about the big event of the evening, the speech the president made.
It was very interesting, Mr. Petrie. The president outlined his political platform, and immediately after Truman's speech, he had entertainment.
Entertainment?
Yeah, a group of Southern Democrats got up and sang, "I'm Just Mild About Harry."
Well, now, how does all this affect your political future, Snoz?
Frankly, I'm worried, Howard. My political opponents have started a smear campaign against me. They say I'm illiterate, incompetent, and immaterial. And I regard that as a libel.
Libel?
Yeah, they're liable to prove it. Then on top of that, I'm worried about losing the women's vote to Dewey.
Oh, Dewey hasn't got a chance against you, Jimmy, not with the profile you've got.
I admit I've got a nice profile, but Dewey's got a whole face. It comes in handy for pictures that are taken from the front.
Well, Jimmy, I think you're a cinch for the vice presidency. But with a strenuous campaign coming on, you've got to watch your health and get plenty of rest.
I know that, Howard. And that's the grasshopper and the cold cream.
formerly known as the fly in the ointment.
But how can I rest when I can't sleep?
Oh, you have insomnia.
That's right. I'm an insomaniac in the advanced stages. For instance, last night I was feeling quite fatigued and in a mood for slumber. So putting on my eyelash curlers, my chin strap with the dimple attachment, and the sling which keeps my nose from falling out of bed, I'm all ready for the Sandman when I hear the noise. Removing my eyelash curlers, my chin strap, and the sling which keeps my nose from falling out of bed, I investigate the noise and what is it? My cat wants to get out. I'm ready for rock-a-bye baby, and she's ready for papa. Won't you dance with me? So I open the door, and she's off to meet Arthur Murray's tomcat. Once more, I put on my eyelash curlers, my chin strap, and the sling which keeps my nose from falling out of bed. And I'm just about to slip into the arms of Morpheus when what happens? I hears a knock on the door. Feeling my way in the dark and stubbing my toe on a low boy which was higher than I thought, I opens the front door and what is it? A messenger boy with a package. I said, what's the idea of delivering a package at 2 a.m? Well, don't you deliver it in the daytime? He says, I can. I'm using a stolen bicycle. Slamming the door on his happy little face, I drop back into my beauty rest mattress, which on me is completely wasted. I tried the left side, the right side, the top, the bottom, the corners, and the edges. But no matter which way I turn, the dimples in my back don't fit the buttons in the mattresses. 2 hours later, I'm just about to drift into slumberland when again I hear a scratching at the door. So once more, I open the door, and what is it? The cat has canceled her date. The other cat was a Henry Wallace fan. He brought along a third party. Now you know that you can't go wrong.
If you want to be sure that the product is pure when you ask for a drug preparation, find the Rexall line at the Rexall sign of Rexall Identification.
Did you know that more than 2,000 different drug products bear the name Rexall? That's a big family indeed, and a highly respected one, too. For in millions of American homes, the familiar name Rexall has come to mean the utmost in quality, purity, and reliability. So for any and for all of your drug needs, always buy Rexall. Have confidence in what that name means. Quality, purity, and reliability in drug products. Get them at Rexall drugstores throughout the nation, where 25% of America buys its drug needs.
If you want to be sure that the product is pure when you ask for a drug preparation, buy the Rexall line at the Rexall sign of Rexall Identification.
Good health to all from Rexall.
Very nice, Mr. Petrie, but you neglected to mention that my picture is the window of every one of those Rexall stores. Right next to a bottle of nose drops.
Well, say, that's right, Jimmy. And tell me, how does it feel to have your picture all over America like that?
I don't mind as long as I give my permission. But last week, without my permission, a likeness of me appeared on a national advertising campaign, and I was about to sue.
Well, if it was a likeness of you, Jimmy, why didn't you sue?
The makers of rival dog food proved it was a Cocker Spaniel. Unnatural mistake. We both happen to have the same beauty marks.
Yes.
I apologize. But now, ladies and gentlemen, to proceed from the nonsensical to the non-sequitur, which is just 20 miles this side of San Bidou, I'm proud to present...
Pardon me, is this the Take It or Leave It program?
The Take It or Leave It program.
Well, nobody will take what I've gotten unless you leave it.
Why, it's that dashing dilettante Victor Moore. You know, Victor, it's good to see you brimming over with vim, vigor, and vitamins.
Thank you, Jimmy. Good to see you, too. You know, you're as refreshing as a scented breeze drifting like a skylark over a purple lagoon.
Ah, those are beautiful words. Where did you ever learn them?
I do Noel Carr's laundry, and they were scribbled on an old shirt sleeve.
That I understand.
But what's this I hear about you suffering from insomnia?
Insomnia? Nothing. I can't even sleep. Why, I've been awake so long, I got 2 inches of dust on my eyebrows. What did I say?
Excuse me, please, Mr. Durante. I was just listening to your program in my automobile and learned that you have insomnia. I'm Professor Schultz, DBS, PhD, LLD.
That's just funny way to spell Schultz.
Victor, please. We're in the presence of a man with a night school diploma.
Mr. Durante, at the University of Heidelberg, I discovered a sure cure for insomnia.
Oh.
Now, if you buy this phonograph record of Brahms' Lullaby, and when you go to bed tonight, you play it over and over, I guarantee you will fall sound asleep.
Sounds all right, but won't I have to wake up to turn off the record?
Oh, that's what everybody says. I just can't sell any of these records.
Poor fellow, too bad his brain doesn't have an automatic changer.
Jimmy, you don't need that guy. I got a sure remedy for insomnia. Every night I drink 3 glasses of warm milk. 1 pasteurized, 1 homogenized, and 1 terrorized.
Milk that's terrorized?
Yeah, it's from discontented cows who didn't want to let go.
I always use carnation milk. It looks better in my lapel. But what can I do to get a little sleep?
Well, I could drop around tonight and sing to you. Sometimes I sing myself to sleep.
You sing yourself to sleep?
Yeah, I just lie back and start to croon. Rock-a-bye, Victor, on the treetop.
That puts you to sleep?
Sure, I'd be crazy to stay awake and listen to a racket.
He nearly lost his place, too, there for a minute. Don't be so modest, Victor. With your voice, you could put Perry in a coma. I've got a million of them. A million.
Well, this thing calls for a scientific approach. Tell me, when you go to bed, do you lie with your nose over the covers or under the covers?
Victor, the nose is the covers. If I could plug in the schnoz, I'd have the biggest electric blanket in town. But, Victor, let's ignore me and my dilemmas. I may not be able to sleep, but if I could, here comes the girl I dream about. It's Peggy Lee. Greetings. Peggy, might I say that you're looking very chic tonight?
Well, so are you, Jimmy. As a matter of fact, I don't know which one of you is prettier tonight, you or Victor.
Well, I got dimples.
Well, Victor may have dimples, but I got, I must have something.
He's got insomnia.
Ah, you poor thing. Jimmy, what you need is some fresh air and relaxation. I went out to the racetrack yesterday, and I feel terrific.
Say, that sounds like a good idea. Did you win any money?
Well, I was wearing a dress with a new look, so I only bet to win and place.
How come?
Well, with a new look dress, nothing ever shows.
Peggy, you blonde bum, tell you.
Everybody wants to get into the act.
Say, that's funny that you mentioned the racetrack, Peggy. Just this afternoon, I found a free pass to the clubhouse. See, Jimmy, we can go out and spend the whole afternoon at Santa Anita without spending a dime.
A tempting proposition. Well, don't you sing, Peggy, while Victor and I go into my mulling room and mull it over.
Glad to, Jimmy. Glad to.
Supposing you need a vacation, Brazil is the place you should be. So you can't understand what they're saying, or you can't read a sign that you see. But you don't have to know the language, with the moon in the sky and a girl in your arms and a look in her eyes. You stop at the Copacabana with Sugarloaf Mountain in view. So the words on the menu mean nothing, nor could you want anyone to see. So you sigh, just sigh. You don't have to mention that Yankee phrase. Aye, aye. Perhaps when you end your vacation, you bring back a bit of Brazil. So you can't understand what she's saying. You need an interpreter still. But you don't have to know the language. With the moon in the sky and the girl in your arms and the look in her eyes. No, you don't have to know the language if you don't want to say goodbye. Don't have to know parlez-moi d'amour. Don't have to know by me a bit to shame. Don't have to know acciornia. Don't have to know como está bien. You don't have to know the language. With the moon in the sky and the girl in your arms and the look in her eyes. No, you don't have to know the language if you don't want to say goodbye.
Here's a 60-second story from the Rexall Laboratory.
One of the most ingenious instruments in the great Rexall Control Laboratory is the pyrometer. As the name implies, this instrument measures heat. It's really a hypodermic thermometer with a long, needle-like attachment which can penetrate a container and take the temperature of the product inside. Some Rexall products, such as surgical ointments, are sterilized even after they are sealed in tubes. The pyrometer's needle can be inserted in the tubes to make absolutely certain that the ointment itself has reached sterilizing temperature. The pyrometer is only one of the many scientific instruments used daily in the Rexall laboratory for measuring, analyzing, and testing. But it's one more reason why you can depend on any drug product that bears the name Rexall.
So for any and for all of your household drug needs, always buy Rexall. At Rexall drugstores everywhere.
If you want to be sure that the product is pure when you ask for a drug preparation, buy the Rexall line at the Rexall sign of Rexall identification.
Good health to all from Rexall.
Ah, Victor, this promises to be a great day. A free pass to the races might be just the thing for my insomnia. And who knows, at the track we might even meet a few girls of the female species.
Well, girls are all right, Jimmy, but I like horses better.
You do?
Yeah, ever since I was a young man, I spent most of my time with horses.
A recommendable pastime, but haven't you ever thought of marriage?
I have, but I just can't find a horse that's serious.
If any of my friends are listening in Chicago, please stop that joke before it reaches New York. Ah, but my boy is as frisky as a two-year-old. He's feeling his oats tonight.
Well, come on, Jimmy. Let's go to the track. This free pass is burning a hole in my money belt.
Okay, Victor, I'll go. But remember, no betting.
Okay.
Racing farms, get your racing farms here.
One side, my good man. We're not betting today.
That's right, buddy. Now let me have that free pass, Victor. And watch the way I impress this guy at the ticket window. Hello, my good man. Here's our pass.
What are you doing out here? I'm betting $2 on you in the next race.
Betting on me? Wait a minute. I'm not a horse.
Then why is that oat bag hanging down in front of your face?
That's not an oat bag, and stop counting my teeth. I'll tell you how old I am.
Just a minute, Buster. This fellow happens to be a friend of mine. I've yet to see the day you can holler at my friend.
Go tell him, Victor.
I've yet to see the day you can holler at my friend.
Pipe down or I'll brain you.
Well, this is the day.
It's great to have a front man, but my boy is too much front and not enough man. But come on, Victor, let's rub hoofs with the horsey set. Look, there's Lana Turner. What scintillating hair. What bewitching eyes. What delectable skin.
Yeah, and what delicious lips.
You know it too?
No, I was just helping you take inventory.
My boy likes to keep track of the stock in case of a clearance sale.
Hi, fellas. Boy, am I crying the blues. I got a couple of bucks I want to spend, and I can't understand this silly racing form.
Why, it's simple, Peggy. Look what it says about the first entry. Bred in Kentucky, does the mile in 140, wears blinkers, white bandages on legs, and chestnut markings on nose.
Say, that sounds all right. Should I bet on him?
That's just the owner. Wait till we get to the horse. Let's see. His name is Blind Date.
Well, before Peggy bets on it, Jimmy, why don't you look under his name and check on his parents? You see, under this horse up here, it says, Whirl Away Out of Pretty Mary by Seabiscuit.
Well, what does it say under Blind Date, Jimmy?
Oldsmobile Out of Gas by Griffith Park.
Fellas, I just got to get a bet on that first horse on the board. A minute ago, he was 100-1, and he was just marked down to 98.
That's a woman for you, always looking for a bargain.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
What's this?
The Bluegrass Stable is auctioning off their entire stock. Now, the first horse is a 2-year-old named Free Pass. I'll start the bidding at $2,500. Who makes the next bid on Free Pass? Who'll make it 28 on Free Pass?
Gosh. Jimmy, isn't this interesting?
We'll
yeah, and to think we got in on a free pass.
What did you say?
Free pass.
Sold to the man with the big nose.
Now, wait a minute.
All bids are final. That's $2,800 for the horse, $40 for trainer's fees, $60 for stable charges, and the horse has a $700 food bill.
$700 for food? Where does this horse eat at the Macombo?
Don't be silly, Jimmy. They wouldn't let him in there without a necktie.
This is no time for joshing. How am I going to get back my $3,300?
Spread out, boys. It's Hot Breath Houlihan.
Attention, Eastern States. We just solved your heating problem. Miss Houlihan, I didn't know you were interested in a sport of kings.
Are you kidding? Why, the last time Seabiscuit ran in the Kentucky Derby, I was standing at the finish line.
What happened?
It was the first time the jockey came in ahead of the horse.
I think I know how that boy felt.
Turn off your motor, Pudgy. You're running out of gas.
Wait a minute, Hot Breath. Maybe you can help me get my money back on this horse I just bought. You seem to know a lot about horses.
Well, Nat, I'm from Texas. Whenever I go away from Texas, I feel like I've left a part of me there.
If you'll have it shipped out here, I'll be happy to pay the freight.
Yeah, and have them put a sticker on it. Use no hooks.
Thanks, Muscles. Now, listen, I got some information that's right out of the horse's mouth.
That sounds like an awful sloppy place to keep it.
Victor.
Look, boys, the horse you just bought is entered in the next race. Now, for $500, I think I can fix it so he's got a chance to win.
Good. What's your plan?
I'll put a martini in his oats, a Manhattan in his hay, and a bucket of champagne in his water trough.
Will that make him win?
I don't know. But if he loses, he'll be the happiest horse on the track.
It's a deal, Hot Breath. Here's the $500.
Thanks. Free pass will be the last entry, number 10. So long, flute snoot.
So long.
And goodbye to you, lover lips.
It gets around. It gets around. Hey, Jimmy, that's a hunch. We got in on a free pass, and your horse's name is Free Pass.
Victor, what a coincidence. Take my wallet and go over to the $100 winner and buy 4 tickets on number 10. Have you got that?
I got it, Jimmy. 4 tickets on number 10. 4 tickets on number 10. 4 tickets on number 10.
With a hunch like that, my $3,300 is practically right back in my pocket. That guy's a novelty. Most people aren't flat till after the race. Boy, what a thrill. There's my horse number 10 walking along the rail. Hey, free pass, I'm depending on you. How do you feel about the race today?
I'm feeling mighty slow.
I'm surrounded by assassins. I gotta catch Victor before he makes those bets.
They're off and running.
It's too late. There goes my dough.
Heading down the back stretch, it's Candy Bar in front. Bitter Honey, Wacky Packy, and Free Pass was left at the post.
He's fumbling with the lock on the starting gate.
Going into the far turn, it's Bitter Honey, Candy Bar, Wacky Packy, and Free Pass is still at the post.
Now he's sending a flash for a locksmith.
And now Free Pass is broken from the starting gate. He's gaining, and now the horses are coming down the line of finish, and the winner is number 10, Free Pass.
Victor, Free Pass did it. He did it. That makes me even. Just think, four tickets on number 10.
What did you say?
I said four tickets on number 10. You got me four tickets on number 10, didn't you?
No, I got you 10 tickets on number 4.
Good health to all from Rexall. We hope you're feeling fine. So always call for Rexall, where you see the Rexall sign.
Remember, 25% of America buys its drug needs in Rexall drugstores. Rexall is that large and respected family of more than 2,000 different drug products. You can depend on any drug product that bears the name Rexall, available in Rexall drugstores everywhere.
Touche, Howard, and I'd like to add, I do my shopping at a Rexall store, buying Rexall drugs and a furthermore. Hombre, I'll go, he prefers them too. We buy Rexall, that's all. How do you do? Now, who will be with you when we're far away? Well, let me hear that high note, Maestro.
A delightful note, Mr. Durante. But, Jimmy, I've got a note here that I'm very proud and happy to read. Here it is. Tonight, because of your great charitable spirit, over 1,000 of your friends and admirers will gather at the Biltmore Bowl here in Los Angeles, where the men's club of the Mount Sinai Duarte National Medical Center will present you with a heart of gold. No better choice, Jimmy, could be made, because down through the years, you have given your time, your money, and your heart to the less fortunate. When your friends pay tribute to you tonight, Jimmy, they are honoring not only America's favorite comedian, but one of America's favorite people. That's the message, and here's the flash, Jim.
Well, Howard, I don't know just what to say, so maybe I better let the words come out however they will. What I mean is, to everyone connected with the Mount Sinai Duarte Medical Center, thanks. Thanks from the bottom of my heart.
Well, that's all for tonight, folks. Mr. Moore will be back with us next week. Also, Peggy Lee, Candy Candido, Roy Bargy, the Crew Chiefs Quartet, yours truly, Howard Petrie,
and Jimmy Durante in person, who says goodnight, Mrs. Calabash, wherever you are.
Attention, all young men between 17 and 31 years of age who are United States citizens. America and the world depend on the United States Navy. To maintain the strength considered essential by Congress, the Navy needs an average of at least 11,000 new enlistments per month. To enlist, see your local Navy recruiting officer tomorrow. This program was produced and directed by Phil Cohan. Good health to all from Rexall.
Oh, that room for me down at Wonder Pond.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.